Yes, definitely. Excited. It's fun to get back in here, see the guys and get football going again.
What can you do on the leg? What can't you or aren't you allowed to do at this point?
I'm doing pretty much everything. I haven't been able to really run. Starting to jog a little bit here and there. But I'm just following the protocols that and procedures that we have in place with the training staff here. They've done a great job this entire offseason, and I'm just going to follow their lead.
Does it still hurt a little bit, like if you step funny or anything? Or
not necessarily. It's more of kind of working back those muscles that were stagnant for, 2 months that I was in a cast. So it's kind of rebuilding those foundations back up, and, I think we're in a good place.
Hard to stay patient? I mean, are you a patient guy by nature?
Not really. But at the same time, I understand that I got a lot of time to get my body right. And, that's my goal.
Think back, Marcus, when you first got hurt, just kind of what went through your mind, and now where are you from a mental standpoint, 3-4 months later?
Well, it was tough. I mean, we were kind of in the thick of things. And it was frustrating at that point in time because, you want to be out there with the guys. You want to give it your all. You want to hopefully give your team an opportunity to win the game. So that was kind of the first thoughts. And then from there, just my entire motivation has been just to get healthy for this season. Focusing on what I can do to get better, how I can get healthy and make sure that I'm ready to go.
What's the pain level like for on Christmas Eve when it happened?
I mean, in all honesty, I thought I rolled it. I thought I rolled my ankle. So I kind of sat there and, tried to gather myself and asked the guys to help me up. And once I got helped up and put weight on it, I realized that it was a little more severe than maybe I initially thought. I guess at that point in time, I think the adrenaline of the game, it wasn't super painful. For me, if I can walk, I do my best to get up and walk. At that point in time, I couldn't.
How have your spirits lifted as you've made progress throughout? You go from a boot, can't do anything, probably had it been pretty rough during the early part of the offseason to where you are now, to how much better you feel mentally?
Well, yeah, I think as I've progressed throughout this entire recovery process, from going from a cast to a boot to getting off the scooter to getting on crutches to slowly walking in a walking boot, and then finally taking all that stuff off and just walking around. Each step of that process, it feels good, and it's for me. You can kind of see the progress. I feel the progress kind of every day of how far we can go. And again, this training staff, the athletic training staff in Oregon, the University of Oregon. They did an incredible job with me, and I'm very thankful for all the resources.
How much you hate the scooter?
Oh, I hated it. I was I was begging them to just get me off of it. I was begging them to let me start walking around some more. And I'm glad to kind of see it go.
Marcus, your third year in the league, you know how valuable it is to be around your teammates. That being said, disappointed Derrick Henry's not here today?
Well, you don't know the entire situation. I'm sure Derek's taking care of himself, and he's focusing on how he can improve. We look forward to him coming back whenever he does. And, I'm sure he's going to come back full steam and be ready to go.
How are you able, from the sideline through this process and as you guys get on the field in bigger groups all the way to team, to lead kind of from a watching perspective?
Well, I think, obviously if there's things not happening the right way, being vocal about it. But at the same time, taking care of myself, not necessarily going out there and, making sure the guys are seeing me do rehab, but understanding that, guys are watching, making sure I'm doing everything that I can in my power to be ready to go. So that's all I can really do.
Do you have to kind of monitor, like pull back a little and let Matt do his thing while he's the guy while you're out?
No, I really think our quarterback room, we think of each other as a family. And, any situation, any problem that arises, we take it head on together. And that's what's kind of special about that room. I don't think this kind of happens across the league. I think we're pretty unique in that standpoint. So I'm very fortunate to be part of that, and you know, together we'll get the guys going.
I know you had the knee sprain your rookie year, but is this the first time in your career you've had to go through an extensive rehab process for an injury that's taken a long time to heal? And what's that been like?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, coming off of a cast and not being able to walk around, you know, it's different, but that's part of it. You know, we sign up to play this game. We understand, you know, what can happen. So, you know, for me, I was never negative at any point in time. I just focused on what I could do and how I could get better every day. And, you know, again, as it progressed through, as I got, you know, from one step to the next, you know, it just felt good. You felt like you were accomplishing things. And, you know, I've been doing everything in my power to get healthy, and I'll continue that up into the season.
When did you return to Nashville, and why was it so important for you to be here today?
Well, I came back about a week ago. And, you know, again, it's important to be here because together you're building the foundations that you're going to use throughout the entire year. You're building the chemistry. You're building the camaraderie that's going to make this team successful. So, you know, I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to be here. I'm sure all the guys are. And look forward to getting to work.
I know Wright said he's been in touch with you. I know Coach Mark, he's kind of checked on you. What would support been like? What have the calls been like from teammates over the last couple of months?
Oh, it's been incredible. You know, from guys just sending a text message to say, hey, we're thinking about you, how you doing? You know, to hanging out with some of the guys that have come through. So, you know, it's been it's uplifting to hear the support. You know, again, the amount of resources, the amount of support that I've had has helped my entire rehab process. And, you know, it's going to continue to be kind of a leaning post if things aren't going good, and you know, I'm appreciative of it.
Marcus, how did you pass the time? I mean, you know, the time that you would have been out working out, running around, doing your training, you know, and you couldn't do it, how did you pass the time?
Well, I think for the most part, I couldn't do a whole lot for probably the first month or so of the off season. So for me, I just kind of took some time away and you know, didn't really think about football. You know, I hung out with my brother at Oregon. You know, I'd go in every day just to get some treatment and stuff like that, do little things that hopefully would help me through my process. But for the most part, I kind of just took some time away from the game and, you know, reflected a little bit and just kind of enjoyed some family time.
Did you some binge watching or catch up on movies? Or
Nah, got kind of a bunch of my friends play video games online, so got to kind of hang out with them online and rebuild some of those relationships that, you know, maybe during the season you can't really have just with the amount of time.
What games?
I've played everything from Call of Duty to, I mean, you got like Battlefield and some of those other games. But again, you know, my brother's a big video game junkie. I got a lot of friends that are. So it's nice to go online. You can play with friends from back home in Hawaii to guys that, you know, some of my teammates live in Chicago. So. It was fun.
No,
I stay away from Madden, man. I stay away from that game.
How much you think the coaches will? How much influence do you think you'll have when you return? I mean, obviously, Mike has said you're going to be pushing to get back as soon as you possibly can. How much do you think they're going to trust your take on it?
I think that's a better question suited for Coach Mularkey. But at the same time, you know, I'm going to do my best and position myself to be ready to go at any point in time. So, again, I'm listening to Todd and the rest of the medical staff. They've done a great job. And, again, I'm just going to take their lead and see where this goes.
Are you expecting it's not until – I mean, is there every indication now they're not intending for you to be back out there until the first day of training camp?
We'll see. Again, it just kind of depends, I think. One, how I feel. Two, you know, if my ankle's ready to do it all, if Todd and the rest of the group think I'm ready to do it, and then, you know, third, just if the coaches want me out there. So,
what's the next benchmark for you, progress-wise?
Running. So that's the next one. That's what I'm working to. You know, again, there's great things here that have allowed me to push the envelope a little bit, whether it's jogging or doing some other stuff on the R2G treadmills and things like that. So. You know, for me, that's my next benchmark, and then from there, just continue to get healthy and ready to go.
Full speed, because we saw you jog a little on the
yeah,
bench.
Yeah.
What full speed? How long off do you think it is?
maybe another 2-3 weeks, hopefully. I don't know. I can't give you an exact timetable, but you know, that's the benchmark that I'm aiming for, and you know, hopefully I'll get there.
What needs to happen to get to that point?
Well, I think it's just more building, you know, the lower half of my body. You know, the muscles get so weak being in a cast for quite some time that it takes a little bit. You know, you go from kind of teaching yourself how to walk again to learning how to jog, and now I'm kind of in the process of learning how to run again. So, again, it's a step-by-step process, and, you know, I'm going to take everyone in stride.
Marcus, do you worry at all that this has really put you behind and it's going to have an impact on how next season goes for you?
Not at all. Again, I've been very blessed with the amount of resources I've been able to use, whether it's at the University of Oregon or here in Nashville. So I feel on track. I feel like I've done in the off seasons before. So, you know, there's no worrying for me. I'm just kind of taking it one day at a time.
Will you set off prevent you from throwing some with your teammates during the spring?
Or not at all. Not at all.
You set off the metal detector at the airport now?
I did on my after surgery. I think, you know, it was probably like one of those random things, but it ended up going off after surgery, and the guy was like, "Can you unwrap?" You know, I had a splint on, and I'm like, "It's probably not a good idea." I just, I'm like 24 hours post surgery, but you know, they do a great. They're just doing their job. So.
Is that on your way from Charlotte to
you? Yeah.
What did they talk to you about in terms of, or what are your feelings about the potential for this to affect how you play long term?
None. You know, there isn't any. You know, we're not going to hold myself back. We're not going to change the offense. You know, I think, you know, it's all full steam ahead and continue to attack this offseason like we've had in the last couple of years.
So once you're healed, do you expect you're the same quarterback?
Yep.
You were sitting around and not able to do much. You kind of reflected. I think you said reflected on things. Just about football and you know, how parents it can sometimes be and turn quickly, or what were your thoughts on when you said reflecting?
Well, I was more reflecting on the fact that, you know, we're right in the thick of things for the division title. We had an opportunity to take a hold of it. And, you know, minus a couple plays here and there, you know, we could have been in the playoffs. We could have been one of those teams. So, you know, that's the goal. It's correcting those things, providing us the opportunity to win a division and go win a Super Bowl. So, you know, that's everyone's goal come day one. And, you know, that's our focus is fixing the things that we messed up last season and doing our best to win our division and get in the playoffs.